Ardeth, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam, Scott Bark is returning your call from earlier today.
Oh, hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Hey, I was able to get a final answer for you over here on the approval. It took a little longer just because I kind of relayed that message that you gave me with the balance on the current loan being a little lower. So I ran it by the underwriters. Still, we weren't able to get that full overall payoff loan. What I do have for you, though, is a smaller second position loan.
Okay.
So it looks like the total amount that we were able to go up to right now, just based on the existing balance and all the factors that went into it, it would be $25,500 over six months. It would be over 6 months, so you would have the option to get more funds after 3 months. The way that it would be structured is you would have a $264 daily payment.
Okay.
And if you can give me 1 second, I can let you know what that total payback would be if you take it to the full 6 months.
Okay.
Now, also with this, there are discounts for early payments, and if you did go ahead and do the renewal at 3 months, where you would get the larger sum, we would do the full payoff. Most of the time, there is a interest forgiveness for the remaining interest balance. So, on the $25,000, if you take it all the way for the 6 months, you'd be looking at a total payback of about $33,000.
Okay. Can you send us an email? I'm driving now, just trying to see the numbers in my head.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I have the documents for it that I can send you. The documents still have everything in there. So it'll have the amount you borrow, the total payback, the structure, and then the details on the discounts that you have for early payments too.
And do you have anything, any numbers that the underwriter look at if we wait until we get the SWIFT balance below whatever amount it is? Like, what will we be looking at? You know, because I'm really, you know, thinking about, well, let's just wait, you know, another month, 6 weeks, whatever it is.
Sure.
Where do we have to be and we'd be eligible for?
Yeah, and I actually asked that question. It looks like you're probably about 60 days out from your balance being at a point that we would be able to go for that overall payoff loan. Now,
okay.
A couple things with that. Like, it kind of creates an interesting situation for us. So if you're 60 days away from that, now the way that it works is you would, if we waited, right, for the 60 days for your balance to come down, and then we went for a full payoff loan. So you would probably get locked in at a similar rate that we're looking at right now for these terms on this loan. But the advantage of doing this loan now and then doing the overall payoff loan, it would be probably 90 days. So you'd have to wait 30 days longer. But the amount that you're going to pay back on that is going to be significantly less if you start and establish the relationship with us first on this starter loan. The only reason for that is at that point you'd be getting returning customer pricing. Now, if you wait for the current balance to go down, at that point you would not be looking at the returning customer pricing, you're looking at the initial pricing. And there's a significant difference there. There's a few things to consider with that. So I just want to throw that out there for you.
Okay. I'm just thinking here because I don't want two loans out there. I'd have to look at it and see, because obviously if you combine the two for a larger amount and it's one payback, it's probably going to be about the same, whether daily, monthly basis, weekly.
Yeah.
I didn't know too, you know, we would be eligible for a little bit more, because in 60 days we would have paid down the SWIFT probably another $20,000.
Exactly.
Which puts the balance at $40,000. Which I'm hearing is that, do you think if, what would we be overall approved for? Like, I don't know if you know this number. What would we be approved for right now if we had nothing, no SWIFT loan? Like, if I just said, hey, Samuel, first time I'm calling you, I never had one of these loans, what would you be offering? I mean, do you know an answer to that? I mean, it sounds like it's about $80,000.
So, and you're right around a ballpark figure there. I don't have an exact answer just because we weren't able to actually get that. But from my experience looking at it, give me 1 second. I want to pull up the notes that I have on it so I can give you some accurate information. But it looks like you'd probably, yeah, I would see, let's see. 1.4. Yeah, you know, I would actually be hoping for anywhere between 80 and 100 if there were no SWIFT balance.
Okay, right. Okay, so then what could possibly happen 60 days from now is to still get 80 and 100, but then you got to take away with the SWIFT balance, which would be about 40, and then we're netting 60.
Exactly that. Yeah, you got a good grasp on it.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm going to think about it over the weekend. It's, afternoon time here. I'm about winding up for the weekend. And, like I said, I don't want to consider a couple different, just scenarios with the business, and so forth, where sales will be. But I definitely think we'll be doing something one way or another.
Sure, okay. Okay, yeah, and, you know, think about it over the weekend. Basically, some things to consider, right? On this initial approval right now that we have, it's the $25,000. I got you what I consider to be a pretty competitive rate that goes on that. That I would feel confident you can match that up against anybody else. It's already going to be better, but when we're talking about the larger amount, you know, maybe 2 months down the road, the amount that I'd be able to get you with the payback if you do this first loan is going to be significantly less than the payback if we don't do this first loan and we just wait. I think basically on probably if we're looking at, I'm going to say 100,000 just to use an even number here. So doing this first one, if we were able to get you 100,000, you'd probably have a difference in payback of anywhere between 10 to 20,000 on that cost if you did the first as compared to waiting.
Right. No, I believe it. Okay. All right. Well, no, this is good. But yeah, if you wanted to send me an email anyway, but I think I have an understanding. And I'll let you know if I have any questions. But I'll touch base with you on Monday then.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Let me know if you have any questions over the weekend. You can email me too.
That sounds great. Well, I appreciate it, Sam.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right. Thank you. All right.